You're listening to UnConcast on the Georgia Podcast Network, featuring unconference sessions and other related discussions from around the Southeast.
How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
Well, we're doing fine. Now, everyone in the room, so because I don't think Ruth Ann can see us, we can see her. How about saying, hello, Ruth Ann?
Hello, Ruth Ann.
I can't hear you.
Hello, Ruth Ann.
Hey, Ruth Ann. So,
I can't hear them either.
Okay, so let me give you a little idea of the special announcement that we're making today. As promised on your agenda, Dr. Daniel Papp, he's the president of the Kennesaw State University, wants to make this special announcement, and I just gave you a brief introduction to Ruth Ann Harnish. She's the founder and president of the Harnish Foundation, and it's because of Ruth Ann and her husband Bill's belief in the need to reinvent journalism and to preserve its vital mission in democracy that Dr. Papp gets to make this special announcement. And I think what's really important about, and we'll talk about this a little bit afterwards with Ruth Ann, that makes this important for this conference is that Ruth Ann and I, for the first time, met via the internet. And now Dr. Papp can tell you a little bit more, and then I'll come back on in a second.
Thank you, Leonard. Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Ruth Ann.
Good morning to you.
And thank you very much for joining us in a virtual sense here, Ruth Ann. We really do appreciate it. One brief comment about my own professional academic career. Before I went full-time into academic administration about 15 years ago, I spent the last 5 or 6 years of my research and writing career looking at the impact of information communication technology on international system change, foreign policy, and defense policy. So the work that you are doing here today and the work that you are devoting your lives to is something that I am deeply, deeply interested in. And of course, we all realize the immense importance of it. But on to my very important announcement. I'm extremely pleased to make this announcement before the 300 or so SOCON 09 attendees this morning. All of you are charting and maneuvering the social networks of the digital era. It's also very fitting that Ruth Ann can join us this morning after spending the better part of a week at the TED 2009-5 conference, the conference devoted to bringing together the world's most fascinating thinkers and practitioners to address challenges in technology, entertainment, design, science, business, the arts, and the other global issues facing all of us today. Their conversations probably were not a lot different than what you are going to have here today. Ruth Ann's passions lie in the fields of philanthropy, professional coaching, and journalism. Today, Ruth Ann's three interests come together here at Kennesaw State University. I am extremely pleased to announce that the Harnish Foundation, thanks to Ruth Ann's leadership, has pledged a $1.5 million gift to establish the Center of Sustainable Journalism here at Kennesaw State University under the leadership of Professor Leonard Wick. So much, Ruth Ann, for your generosity, for your great vision and leadership. It's a great day for KSU and for everyone who is concerned with the future of high-quality, ethically sound journalism. This new center will concentrate on conducting applied research, building collaborations, and advancing innovative journalism projects regionally and around the country. As Professor Witt has said, this gift is vital in this era when old journalism business models are crumbling and new ones need to be tested and advanced. Journalism is a profession that Len and Ruth Ann understand best. So I'm going to turn the microphone back over to Professor Witt. But before I do, I'd like to once again thank Ruth Ann Garnish on behalf of the entire Kennesaw State University community for this tremendous gift and for the cutting-edge work that it will allow us to conduct and to expand here because of this valuable external support. Ruth Ann, thank you. Leonard, congratulations. Have a great time.
I'm not having as much audio as to be able to respond in detail to you, Len. I hope the connection on your end is a little better.
It's perfect on our end. So I just want to say just a couple quick words that a couple years ago at SoCon, I had mentioned the idea of pre-revealing, giving away your ideas basically on the internet. It sort of runs counter to everything we think we should do. And I came up with my idea, which was then called representative journalism, and now we're calling it community-supported journalism. And Ruth Ann found that comment on the internet. And I'm going to let her take over and talk a little bit about when you saw that, Ruth Ann, what sort of went through your mind, and how did we get to where we are today? Can you hear all that?
Yes, I did. For some reason, your audio is better. At any rate, I was telling this story to someone last night at dinner when they said, why do you have to get up at 4 in the morning? I said, because I have a very exciting opportunity to meet with some people tomorrow to tell them about meeting someone on the internet and having it turn into a collaboration that we hope will create new opportunities for journalists and consumers of high-quality journalism everywhere. Len, you know that when I saw some report on the Winter website, I believe it was in Romanesco's column, about your concept of a community coming together to pay for a journalist to cover their specific area of interest, whether that was a geographical region or whether it was a community of special interest, such as wildlife in their area, or whether, in my case, I was intrigued because I was looking for someone to cover the field of professional coaching. And I called you up. I found you on the internet after reading about you and on the Pointer website. It was a quick Google away to find you at Kennesaw State. And I said, where do I get one of those? I want one. And you said, well, right now it's a theory. And I said, how come it's just a theory? And you said you had not yet created a financial community of interest in order to support such a journal. Oh, we began collaborating. And perhaps you'd like to take the story from there.
Sure. So I said to Ruth Ann, as she said, I said, you know, Ruth Ann, I'm a professor. I just want to think about this. I don't know if I want to do it. And she kept saying, well, you're the only one who really understands it. You have to go and do it. And so, you know, we communicated back and forth. And then there's a community in Northfield, Minnesota that I know that had 3 people on a blog. And they're very smart. And one of them, his roots go all the way back to building online community networks back to the Utney Cafe Reader in 1995, who really understands the space. And they wanted a journalist, just like, you know, Ruth Ann wanted a journalist. And so we supplied, thanks to some support from Ruth Ann, we were able to hire Bonnie Obremski, who's now in trying this project out in the little town of Northfield, Minnesota. She reports for their blog. So they have added value, and now we're gonna try and find out if it's enough added value for the community to pay for. So, but we're talking to people at Oregon Public Broadcasting. We're going to do something with them. We're in Northfield. We're actually going to supply a journalist for the Coaching Commons soon.
Finally,
as Ruth Ann said. And also, but right here, I don't know if Cynthia Rosso's here. Is she here yet? There she is. So she runs the East Cobb, which is a publication in East Cobb right here. And she came to see me after she heard about this and said, I want a journalist too. And so we think there's enough people around the country that we can sort of form a full service hub to provide community supported journalists to whoever needs it. We'll do the networking and building everything. But all of this, everything that we're talking about right now, grew out of what you're all doing right now. but in a different sense. And so, I mean, for me, it's a miracle. It's kind of hard to believe that I would be writing something on the internet and now have the ability to start this new center with a research director, a business development officer, a director, and research fellows, all housed here at Kennesaw State. And it came because I was free revealing, as a professor at MIT had suggested that I do. And so here we are. And so Ruth Ann, one more time, we'd like to thank you for making this possible.
Here at Penn, this used to be, if you'll Google and find the history of TED celebrating its 25th year, it used to be a private party for the true elite. Shh, don't tell anybody what you heard here. You paid up for a very high price for the conference ticket. And the motto used to be something along the lines of, what you hear at TED stays at TED. People told confidential things and revealed something new about their business or what they were thinking of doing or writing, sneak previews. But the ownership of the conference changed hands. And in the years that I've been attending TED, it changed philosophy from, shh, this is just for us, don't tell anybody, to the theme that's called Ideas Worth Spreading. And curator Chris Anderson got sponsorship from BMW, Nokia, and others, and has put these talks, the TED Talks, which are brilliant lectures, from a who's who and a who is that in the worlds of technology, entertainment, design, along with other global souls and big thinkers, creative people. And these talks are now available free to anyone on the web at www.ted.com. So if you go to ted.com, you can download and watch for free. You can have your own little mini TED conferences. And people at this conference, the theme of this one, unveiling, people are unveiling their new ideas, and they're out there. The idea that information is to be shared rather than kept private is a very new idea. And much of what's out there on TED is on a Creative Commons license. And if I may, Glenn, somehow you, through things like Twitter, we're meeting new people all the time. I've met a man in connection with the work you and I are doing, Glenn. I met on Twitter. He started following me, The Media. I would recommend this book to everybody who is attending your conference, and anybody you can tell about it too. We invited him, based on a Twitter meet, 3 days later to join us in person at the consortium held at Baruch College at the end of January, which we hope will produce new ideas for spreading journalism. And Len, maybe you want to say a word about the cookbook that we are creating as well.
Yeah, well, this is a collaborative that we're involved in with Baruch College, is in CUNY network in New York City. There's people out at the University of Missouri and several other universities around. And various people are putting together pieces of it. So I'm going to put together an idea of how you can use small groups. And this is the kind of thing I'm hoping to learn some more about today. How you put together small groups of people and into sort of membership groups, small membership groups. Other people are working on the education aspect. Other people are putting together pieces, so if you, and this is gonna pertain to a lot of you, when you ask the question, what am I gonna do legally about this? So we're gonna have media literacy, we're gonna have legal, you know, legal issues explained, and people will keep building this thing, and it'll be open to the public, and people from all around the country can add to it. And that's, you know, it's sort of like the Wikipedia sort of idea, is that it's open source, and that's another thing we're gonna talk about. And the first SoCon conference, I was just immersing myself in what the open source world was all about. And now it's here today and it's all around us.
It's truly evolving as we're sitting here, isn't it? The ability to connect people across miles, across countries. Here at TED, there are bloggers from all over the world. There are probably 20 bloggers here from Africa. They're changing their continent with technology that is now available to almost everyone.
Okay. So I think Dr. Papp had one more thing to say.
Just one more very brief thing, and Leonard doesn't know what this is going to be. I need to brag on Leonard a little bit. Leonard is the epitome of what, to me, a 21st century professor needs to be. He is superb in the classroom. He is a theoretician thinking about the way things ought to be. He is a practitioner helping bring where we are in the real world up to where we need to be in the theoretical world. And he is deeply devoted to service as well. So, Ruth Ann, thank you once again very much for your wonderful, wonderful support of Leonard's work. And Leonard, thank you for everything that you do for KSU and for the profession and for the world, for that matter. Thanks, Leonard.
And now Sherry is going to introduce Jeff Haney.
The song you heard in this podcast was Garden by Cargo Cult, available only on Magnatune.com. Thanks for listening to Unconcast on the Georgia Podcast Network. If you have recorded or are planning to record a discussion that you think would make a good episode of Unconcast, email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com to learn how you can submit it.